systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, June 11th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And we have some good news. Well, it's kind of good. We're not pregnant.
No,
we're
not.
We finally got our period today.
We're bleeding as we speak.
Right now, I am a bloody fucking mess
period?
All over this couch. How you doing, Ben?
I'm Ben. Hi.
Hi.
Care to say that into the microphone?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm Ben.
There's a
I'm
mic
back
there.
Again. They made me watch Two Girls, One Cup, and that, yeah. You'll see the video. It's not.
Yeah. You should talk closer so we can hear you.
Sorry, dude.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, so one of the conditions that the listeners said, they said he can be back on, but since he's never seen Two Girls, One Cup, one of the conditions was that he had to watch that. So we couldn't really figure out a way to play it and record the audio, so we did you guys one better. We took a video of Ben watching it, so we'll post that up with the show tonight. And, yeah, it wasn't exactly the reaction I was thinking was going to happen. Like, I was half expecting him to just drop his drawers and start beating off right then and there. But
ooh.
I guess
I wouldn't put it
you're,
past
you're a better man than I had first thought, Ben. How you doing?
I'm good.
How's your stomach?
How's your stomach?
I'm good, man.
I'm fucking immune to that shit
I
now.
Eat chocolate
gross,
fudge
dude.
Brownie sundaes while I watch
this
that shit.
This is gross shit at doesn't get to me anymore.
It didn't get to me, really.
No.
It wasn't what I anticipated. I thought there was going to be like... I don't know what
worse.
I guess it was all it was cracked up to be, really.
Nice.
Those girls suck.
So, this
pretty
is...
pretty hot, too. It made me sad.
They were pretty hot. Yeah.
I know. It sucks.
I wonder where they're from.
So, yeah, this is episode 48. We are almost to 50. How the fuck does that feel?
I don't fucking care, really.
Really?
No.
It's not like it's a TV show where we can get canceled, so it doesn't matter, really.
Exactly. We kind of mentioned that in the last show. It's like I said something about how we've been on longer than a lot of the Saturday morning cartoons I had grown up watching. But
and
then
those were good, too.
Then I got to thinking, right, we have no one to come in and be like, hey, you guys suck, you're canceled.
Right.
Because
you're ratings. As long as we have equipment and a place to do it, we can do this.
Yeah, and
this is like
power.
Wayne's
right.
World on steroids, because anybody in the world can watch it. And you can't get canceled.
Right, and you don't talk into your microphone.
Where do you want? They
that,
can hear
right
me.
There.
Right
they
there.
They can hear me.
Not right, very well.
No, they can hear me.
That's
okay,
fine.
Now they can.
No,
okay.
This is nice.
Okay, wow. Moving on.
Okay.
Brayden, this is nice.
It is nice.
That's how you got to do it until we get, I don't know, we could turn it up, but then
maybe
it'll
maybe I'll
buzz.
Sit on the couch next time.
Negative. No. So, Brayden.
No, whatever.
Matt.
Brayden.
Matt.
How the fuck are you?
Not so good.
Brayden, why don't you inform our listeners what happened to you last night?
Well, last night, I got dumped.
Dumped?
I got dumped.
In the toilet?
Yes.
Without a courtesy flush?
Not even a courtesy flush.
And you were pretty into this girl. I've never really seen you with a girl, like a real one. I've seen you with the blow-up dolls and stuff like that. But
we don't count that.
This was a real girl and stuff, and you seemed pretty happy. So,
I was really happy.
And she was all about, hey, if we take it slow, it'll work out.
Right.
You guys, whenever you guys were together, you were inseparable. Even when I got dumped, you guys had no problem showing your affection towards each other without any courtesy about how I may feel.
Hey, I was
Matt, you
being,
got dumped too?
Yeah, buddy.
By the 17-year-old?
Yes. By yeah.
Wow. How do you feel?
Still really shitty, actually.
Hey, I still have a lady friend. She's beautiful and awesome.
Yeah,
does her
well,
vagina
good for you.
Smell like fish?
Nope.
Like the last
nope.
one.
Nope.
So why don't you tell us what happened?
Well,
floor's yours, my friend.
Details.
I don't really know.
This is your psychology therapy.
Yeah, I don't really know what happened exactly, because she didn't really give me much of a reason other than we are two opposites, and she just doesn't think it would work out because we don't
fit. Opposites don't attract,
right?
Or anything
it just
like
well,
that.
It just didn't make sense because we've been together for a while now, and like it was going fine, and that. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason for it, but that just seemed like a bullshit reason.
And what was
I don't
really,
think that's the real reason.
What I found kind of fucked up about, like you said earlier, is that she waited till at night, messaged
right.
you on MSN,
right
and
before
was like,
she goes to bed, too.
Call me because I have something I want to tell
that
you.
That way she can hear me be upset about
right,
it.
Right, because they eat that stuff.
Yeah.
It's like their sustenance.
I don't know.
Do you think that maybe she was hopping in the sack with another person?
That's what
no
I had
idea.
Asked. I was like, do you think maybe she got back together with her ex-boyfriend or she has eyes for someone else?
Definitely not her ex, but maybe someone else.
Definitely
I don't know.
Not eyes for you.
Someone else that maybe doesn't do a podcast
maybe.
Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday called thejamhole.com.
Yeah.
Email info at thejamhole.com.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I don't think it does because she dug the show. She
yeah.
listened to it.
Yeah,
does she still listen to it?
She hasn't been listening to it lately.
Is she hot?
Yes, she's very hot.
Well, I wouldn't say very hot, but
I thought so.
I'm just kidding. She was pretty. I'd do her if that says anything. I don't know.
That yeah. means nothing coming from you because
okay.
you would practically fuck me.
Hey, I'm not making any references to my penis this show. Not
or,
yet, at least.
Please, no gay references or references to my penis either.
Right. Or kay. Hands on my penis or
okay.
your
that's
mouth
what the last
on my
five
penis.
Seconds was all about.
Or my penis
well,
you in
already
your butt
blew it. You
or
already blew
my
it.
Penis on.
Hey.
Okay.
Sorry. Did you get it out of your system?
Yeah.
Are you
talking about okay. semen?
Okay. Man, our period is funny. Yeah. You know what I really don't like about our period?
What?
These tampons are annoying as fuck.
I don't like them. I don't like them jammed in my hole.
Not at all.
No.
I'd wear a pad, but the pads, they make me feel all bulky.
Yeah.
And
I
don't
hear
like
they
that.
Leak, too.
I need to be
that.
Swift on my toes
right.
when I get 24-hour-a-day protection. Can you please turn your phone off?
Please.
Thank you.
I'll turn it up.
So how well, do you, how do, are you upset or,
because yeah,
you wouldn't notice. I mean, granted, this happened last night and
right.
I've cheered you up since I got
yeah,
off work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling a little better because I'm, you know, hanging out with friends now. But
with
last,
me.
Well, yeah. Ben, you don't count. But last night was
fucking. What are you
fucking,
talking about?
Shut up. Last night was sucked. Like, I talked to her at like 10:30 or 11 o'clock, I think it was. And then I just got off the phone because I just couldn't talk really. And then I was up all night just fucking thinking about it because, you know, I couldn't talk to her about it. All I could do was think.
But, hey, I did offer you a place to sleep right next to me if you wanted to.
How old was
you
she?
Know, 20.
What does she look
well,
like?
She turned.
You say that like she died.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
How old is the deceased?
Anyway, and so I was.
She's dead to me.
I was up
counts.
Until like 6 o'clock this morning and then finally.
Crying?
Did you cry?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How long did
you're
you
a
date?
Pussy.
And you did.
I'm just kidding.
You were. I could see.
I cried and I wrote sad poetry.
Yes.
Grow up.
Grow up, hey.
Just
grow
because
up.
You've never been in a relationship worth loving.
Yeah.
Ben.
That's a very good call.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so I was up until like 6 and I finally fell asleep and then I had this fucking weird dream. It was like a fine.
What was it about?
Well, I was hanging. I don't know. It was really weird. I was hanging out with my buddy and like.
Who was it?
Will you just let me tell this?
What were your fucking details?
Let me explain it, and I'll give you details. Okay?
Let him finish.
I'm trying, but he won't even answer the question.
What
is that you,
the
Ben?
Fuck was that? Ben, turn your fucking phone
okay,
off.
Okay, so now that he's distracted.
Go ahead.
Like, I was at my friend's house, and I'm not going to say who just because that's irrelevant. And we, like, go into his garage, and we, like, open this door, and all of a sudden, like, we're in the middle of the woods. It was really weird. And, like, we were going hiking, and then we, like, we're starting this fire and stuff. It's, I don't know. I'm bad at remembering dreams after I stop thinking about it. But then all of a sudden, like, we were, like, upstairs in his garage again, and I opened the door, and there's Bree right there with, like, a couple of her friends.
And a heart and a knife, and then you looked at your chest, and your heart was gone, and
no,
then you dropped dead,
it might
and
as
then
well,
you woke
though.
Up.
But, like, I can't really
did
remember.
Did you wake up crying after that?
No, but I woke up, and it was, like, 8 o'clock, like, right after that, and I couldn't go back to sleep.
So my idea was to go to the butcher shop and get a heart, like a pig's heart or something, and send it to her and
yeah.
be like, here's my heart, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, you can have it.
But, like, when I got broken up with, did you see it coming at all? Because, like, it seemed like a couple days before, everything was totally awesome.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming with you. And with me, like...
No, I'm talking about with you.
Oh, well, I kind of did, like, 2 days before, you know, yesterday, like...
D-Day.
Yeah, well...
Dump day.
I was, you know, usually she, like, texts me while she's at work and stuff like that. And I was texting her and stuff, and I sent her a bunch of texts because I wanted to see if she wanted to hang out when she got off. But she didn't talk to me, like, at all that day. And then later she said she wasn't feeling very good. So I was like, all right, whatever. And then the next day, the same thing happened. And so I just kind of, I don't know.
Assumed that she was sick or something. Because, you know, why would she lie to you?
Right.
She's your girlfriend that you love.
And so later...
Did you guys say you loved each other? Did it get there?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
She didn't say it to me.
Oh, that should have been your first clue.
She said,
I love you. I know, honey. I know.
No, she said she wanted to be sure before she said it.
Right. Well,
that makes sense,
it's,
man.
It's a good thing she didn't because look what happened,
true.
Right?
But still, I fell for her, so it still...
Yeah.
Yeah, it still sucks.
And now my poem makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What was your poem?
Amazing. I read it in a couple shows ago.
We'll play
was it the one that you wrote for your girlfriend?
No, not the it was the one after I got done.
It wasn't
I
very
wrote
happy.
Another one.
So it's
yeah.
like a two-part song.
Kind of, yeah.
Dude,
it's
when are we
like
gonna, we should make some
the
beats
sun
together.
And the moon. So there was that all?
Well, I was saying something, but then Ben started talking.
Yeah, Brian, periods finish. Will do that, man.
Why
periods
do you keep calling me Brian?
Well, what's your name then?
Really?
Oh, wow. Ben. What? Really?
Hey, focus.
Benjamin.
Focus. His name's Ray Ray.
Yeah, it's Ray Ray. Okay.
You look like a Ray Ray.
All right. So I don't
I know
even
a black
know
chick
saying.
Named Ray Ray.
Oh, and so, yeah, because I kind of saw it coming because she wasn't talking to me, and I was trying to not. I always think the worst whenever something happens. I always. Like expect the
we're
worst.
Very pessimistic
yeah and so I was thinking uh-oh this is bad she's like something bad's gonna happen and so later that night she's like so I gotta talk to you about something so I'm like okay what is
and
it?
What did I tell you on chat
yeah
uh-oh
I know I was like well yeah I sent to Matt right when she told me to call her because she needed to talk to me about something I was like yeah so Bree just told me I need to call her because she needs to talk to me about something and I'm like and I'm pretty sure it's bad
right
like
well,
I just knew it was but that didn't make it any better really.
That and the fact that the exact same thing happened to me like what 2 weeks ago 3 weeks how long ago was it
yeah
I don't even know
2 or 3 weeks
something
ago.
Like that
yeah I don't know
so
I,
how do you feel now about the whole situation
like shit
I'd feel a lot better if you would talk into that microphone
yeah so people could hear you might as well just turn the fucking thing off
we might as well if only you could just turn a period off like that.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, that sucks,
that's,
man.
Yeah, that's all
I'm
I gotta
sorry,
say.
But
yeah.
I would like to say to her, haha, I told you so, just because she was all miss, oh, people that take it fast, it never works out.
Right.
And then she's like, we're going to take it slow, and it'll last forever. And then
yeah,
what happened
happens.
With your girlfriend?
Well, tell everyone what happened today
well,
before you came to my house.
Basically, her sister and her sister's best friend, one of my ex-girlfriends, kind of just made her choose. And I got, like, this threatening email in MySpace and all this stupid shit. It was just very childish on her sister's part.
Yeah, it sounds very immature, man.
Yeah, but so last night I'm sitting here talking to Braden and I get this email and it's from Jasmine. I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. And so I open it up and it's just a picture of me and her that like one of her friends
took.
Did it
even say anything?
No, nothing. It
was
just the picture. It was a picture when we were at the Bill Clinton rally.
And this wasn't the first time that's happened, was it?
No. Well, and she's like, I send her text messages sometimes and she sends me text messages and she's like, it's weird. Every time I think about you, you text message me. I'm like, yeah, well, I don't know what to say. Sorry. But so then today, like, I texted her and I was like, you know, if you really wanted to be with me, you would be with me no matter who says
what.
Yeah, because
if
it's
you really love
choice.
Someone, you don't care about anyone else.
Right. Exactly. And I'm like, you know, I don't know what to do anymore. Like, I'm as over it as I would like to think I am. I still think about it all day. I can't go one day without hearing a song or smelling something or seeing something that reminds me of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I hate that.
Like, I don't, like, break down into tears like I did when it first happened,
right,
but
still,
it just puts me
like
back
shit.
In a shit fucking mood, and I'm just like, God damn it, why the fuck did this happen? And that's why I sent her a text message. I'm like, you know, if you wanted to, you could be. There's nothing like it, your sister's not really gonna send her fucking boyfriends over here to beat my ass.
Right, and if they do, well,
then fuck it.
That's a big mistake.
Then
for
we'll have war. Really don't care. And for her, it's so worth it.
But the cap.
And the other thing was, I'm like, so now that you know, broke up with me and stuff, how many times have you hung out with your sister or even talked to her? And she's like, I haven't yet. I'm like, and you left me for that?
Yeah, for nothing.
Yeah,
really.
And it just blew me away. So today, I'm like, you know, I don't even know what to do anymore. And she's like, call me. And I'm like, oh, I'm in Polson, but okay, you know. So I call her up, and she's like, just, you know, hi, how's it going? All the same shit, the niceties people say to each other. And then she's like, we should hang out today when you get off work. And I'm like, okay.
And this is the first time you've really saw her since you broke up, wasn't it?
Right. I saw her like a couple days after we broke up to get the house key back and the Huxley Moksha book. And
You gave her a key?
Huh? Well, yeah, because I was like, you know, if you want to hang out here or whatever when I'm not here, feel free. And she was decorating the house while I was at work and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't know. So she said that, and I'm like, okay. And I'm like, you know, there's nothing else that could possibly happen that is going to make me feel any worse. So,
right,
like,
because
what the
it's
fuck?
Already over.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, maybe she just wants to rub my nose in it or something. I don't
know. Yeah, it's either that she's going to rub your nose in it or there's some hope.
Right, or she's like, her sister had her call me up to meet me somewhere so her and her friends could kill me or something.
Yeah.
Which, that's fine.
Whatever.
I'm good. I don't care. I've done everything I've wanted to do. So that's fine. So I'm like, okay, I'll call you when I get off work around 4 o'clock. So I call her up, and we end up meeting down at the park and shit. And we just sit there for like 10 minutes just fucking staring at each other like
Did
fucking
you not
retard.
Even talk?
Not really. It was just like
looking at each
other. Yeah, pretty much.
Weird. That must have been awkward.
No, not at all, though, because I was just like, I just was like looking at her. I was like, man, this really sucks. I'm like, you know, what happened with us and shit? And she's like, well, all the shit that my sister and Layla told me. And I'm like, so if they told you that I had killed somebody, would you believe that? And she's like, well, have you? I'm like, no, not yet. But she's like, oh, that's not very comforting. I'm like, no, I'm just fucking whatever.
She should know you better than that by
like,
now.
I'll talk about killing somebody. And if something comes to that, then I would have no problem doing it, but just to go out and randomly kill somebody,
right, there's
not
gonna be a reason behind
it. I'm not to that point yet. I'm not gonna just kill someone if I'm bored. Maybe if I see him litter, then boom, you're dead,
right?
But I'm not just gonna go out of my way to just fucking kill somebody. Unless,
you got shit to do.
Yeah, I got more important shit to do, because that, you know, killing, you can't we're gonna go a little off topic just for a sec, but when you kill somebody, you can't just kill them and go. You kill them, you have the body, you have cleanup.
It's kind of messy. There's a lot of
shit. The main crime
do.
Scene you have to clean up, wherever you take the body after that to cut it up, to dispose of it, you have to clean that up. It's a day. You're gonna put in
especially
some time.
Especially if you want to get away with it. There's a lot
you gotta
do.
Well, that's what I'm talking
about.
There is only one option, and that is to get away with it.
Right, you can't get caught.
Yeah, if I was going to kill someone and get caught, I would just roll into the cop shop, guns blazing, and then have them kill me.
Yeah, otherwise you're not going to kill someone if you're not
going
to get away with it.
I'm like, you know, if they told you that, would you really believe it? Because that's pretty much the same fucking thing. And then I was like, you know, they told you all this shit about how I'm a player and a sweet talker, and I just want to fuck you.
Of course they
you.
Did, though. It's
you
coming
are a
from
sweet
them.
Talker, though.
Well, I know. But I really did like her. And I'm like, you know what? If I was going to do that, why am I sitting here talking to you right now?
Right.
According to their theory, if I was going to do that, then we should be done.
Why
I
are you
got,
so upset about
technically,
it?
I got what I wanted from you. I should be on my merry way. Right. But no, I'm sitting here right now talking to you. I text you. I've never been that upset before. Ever. And she's like, yeah, that is a good point. I'm like, really? I mean, it's the truth. I'm not just sweet talking you again. What more could I want from you that I'm gonna fuck you over with? And she's like, well, I was just worried that you were gonna leave me and you were gonna be the person that they said you were. And I'm like, well, am I? And she's like, I don't know. I don't think so. So basically what it boils down to is she's like, well, we can't be together right now. I'm like, so is this, you know, how long until we can? Just give me a rough estimate. Are we talking weeks, months, years? What are we talking here? And she's like, 3 weeks. So I'm like,
3 weeks.
3 weeks. That's kind of a weird.
Yeah. Why 3 weeks?
Yeah.
What's in 3 weeks?
And she's like, yeah, I know, right? And she's like, is that okay? And I tell her, is that a rhetorical question? If I say no, will you be mine now? Or I mean, I don't.
Yeah. It's like, what does that even fucking mean?
It's not my time frame. This is you. I would be with you right now, just like I was then. Just like, you know. And really, do players write poems to girls that they're trying to fuck?
Players can't even write poems.
No, that's what I was thinking. Seriously? That's what I'm thinking.
If you're a player, you wouldn't even have that ability.
Yeah, no, not at all. And if you're a player, any respectable player,
right,
will, if they see that it's not going to happen, they will move on to the next bitch.
Especially,
granted, this town is running pretty dry on bitches, yeah. Right, Ben?
Or it's kind of a flood full of bitches.
Well, not the kind that you want to be playing with.
No, you're right.
The kind that give you the Medusa glaze and your fucking
dick falls
off.
The kind that give you herpes
off.
And you go home and sleep and think about it for a few days.
So, do you have herpes?
Wondering why it pisses every time you, or it burns every time you piss.
I piss every time I burn.
Oh, man, that would suck.
That would be weird if it pissed every time it burned.
So, basically, I have 3 weeks. And now, I don't understand what I'm supposed to be doing in these three weeks.
Well, didn't she say that she wanted to see if you felt the same and she felt the same
weeks? After 3 weeks, she wants to see if she still is attracted to me, if she still likes me, and if I still even like her.
So, basically, she wants you to feel like shit for another 3 weeks, and if you're willing to put up with that shit
then
for three
maybe.
More weeks and still want to be with her, then maybe you'll hook back up.
Right, and me being the pessimist that I am, I'm going to go through this whole 3 weeks just like, man, this is, you know, just look being negative
right,
about
you're
going
to be like, this isn't going to happen, it's going to be 3 weeks, and she's going to be like, I changed my mind.
But
you still have hope.
Right, because I'm an idiot also.
Right.
Not only am I a pessimist, I'm a stupid pessimist.
I'm the same exact
way. I'm going to just go through it and be like, you know, maybe it will work. And I really do. I hope it does.
Right. But
I don't
know.
You
don't think it will.
Because what I told her, I'm like, you know, do you really think after 3 weeks your sister and Layla are going to feel any better about this?
Yeah, none of that's going to go away.
They are going to feel like that forever.
Right.
And who cares? Layla's in Arkansas with her fucking boyfriend now, probably miserable as fuck.
Probably.
So she's out of the question. She's out of the equation, and Sharon, you don't even fucking see or talk to her at all.
Right.
So who the fuck cares?
She has nothing to do with her
life
at all.
Another thing I told her is that the people she should be listening to are her friends that just met me like once or twice.
And her parents.
And they all thought I was just fine.
Yeah, if you're going to listen to anyone, listen to them other than
yourself.
She
chose to listen to her sister and Layla, which had a negative predisposition to me already before any of this even happened.
Yeah.
So, and she listened to them. So, I don't know. What we're going to try and do is put a poll up on our website, and I'm not trying to make this a game. I'm just trying to keep positive, and I'm trying to not fucking kill people here.
Or yourself.
Or myself, emotionally speaking.
Emotically?
Speaking from an emo point of view.
That's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to keep a light heart through this whole thing in the event that when the 3 weeks is up, she's like, ha ha, I got you again.
Yeah.
How's it feel? I don't think she'd be like that, but she would.
No.
She would.
She seems a lot nicer than that.
She seems a lot nicer
than what she already did, though. Like, that does not. I mean, I've known her a lot longer than Matt has, and like that surprised the fuck out of me.
And I understand that she is 17. She'll be 18 this week, and maybe her sister and Layla, maybe she looks up to them, which I don't know why.
She
Matt,
really
I've
likes
got a
Layla.
Few different things I could say.
But hold on. And then the last thing I told her is that I was like, you know, if my little brother came up to me and was like, you know, this girl did all this fucked up shit.
Right. She's a bitch, blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right. I would be like, that's why do you even care, you
right.
know? And I would not listen to it. I would listen to how I feel. And if it ends up fucking me in the end, then my bad. And
yeah,
if
I guess
not,
you told
then,
me so.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. But at least I would be willing to fucking try it and to talk it out instead of just being like, oh, you're a player. You're going to hurt me. So I'm going to hurt you first. See ya.
You gotta try.
So I don't know. The whole situation sucks. But like I said, if after the 3 weeks she's like, I do still want to be with you, then cool, back to normal, I guess. And if not, then I'm pretty much back where I started when she first dumped me. I'm just right. like, why? Like,
your
what
dick's
does this...
in your hand again.
What?
Your dick will be in your hand again.
Right. Thank you, Ben. So, yeah, that was that. So, right.
Well, what's
what
what's
were you
going
to say there, Ben?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know, when Britannica and I...
Encyclopedia Britannica.
With the encyclopedia. Yeah, she's so full of wisdom, right? Anyway, so when we broke up, she pulled the same fucking maneuver. Like, hey, give it a few weeks. We'll give it about a month. And I was just like, yeah, well, I'm sure it'll work out because we're in love. That's how it works. She's like, yeah, me too. Next week, I find out she's fucking her ex-boyfriend. And I was just like, what the hell, man? Aren't
right.
I worth anything to you in your mind? But apparently not. And then we know, you know, things just kind of got worse. And, you know, you say some things, you kind of do some weird things. Your brain's not functioning. And all you can think about is that person, how
yep.
you want to make them feel happy. But
it
didn't
like
work
these,
out like that.
It's like they just treat us like pieces of meat with dicks hanging off our front
yeah,
sides. Yeah,
because they can, because we'll keep coming back.
Because most guys
we love
are
sex.
Because most guys are worthless pieces of meat with dicks hanging off their
exactly.
front
sides. Most
exactly.
of them are.
But the people with half a brain and half a heart get treated like shit and walked all over. I mean, that's just how it works, man. So then you got to kind of get assertive with people. I would just find a new chick, and then she'll just be like, well, fuck, I really want that guy
that's
back.
That's the thing, though. It's not just that easy to go find a new chick.
Yeah, I don't want
well,
a new chick.
Well, it's as easy as you make it.
No, no, not at all. I don't want a new chick. That's the thing. Like,
and you can't make yourself want. I mean, you're stuck on that person.
Yeah, if I had any control over it, I would have been like, you know, see you later then.
Right.
If that's
then,
how you're going to be,
and
fine.
And then whenever you see, like, someone else, even if they're really interested in you, you're comparing them to the person you were with before, and they just
all
don't compare.
The time.
Yeah,
yeah,
all
you compare,
the time.
You compare the person that you love and want to be with still to everyone, and no one comes close.
Yep, you're right.
No.
Yeah,
that sucks, dude.
It does.
Love it's, sucks, man.
There's
nothing you can do
hurts.
About it.
Love does hurt.
Oh, fuck.
Well, so should
but
we move on?
Yeah. So,
I think
well,
we
I got a few anecdotes.
I
here.
Have a few things to say too.
So, I got a visit from the downstairs neighbor a couple days ago.
Really? Did you tell me this?
I don't no, think, not
no?
at all.
Okay.
I told you when I had talked to the landlord, and he said the downstairs neighbor said that I had thrown his planter
right.
over the edge, this planter that doesn't even exist, said the guy likes to drink and
it
stuff.
It really doesn't exist.
And said that he was maybe upset because I got this apartment and he didn't. Whatever. So... the other night, it was last night, or, yeah, the night before last, he comes up here and is pounding on my front door. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I open the door, and he's like, you know, every time you walk, I can hear it. I'm like,
really? Turn down your fucking TV.
No, so I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not jumping
is it
around
the,
and shit.
The guy right under you
yeah.
that has the loud TV?
Yeah, totally. So I didn't even say anything about that, but I'm like, you know... I don't know what to tell you. I don't, like, stomp around when I walk. Granted, I weigh 175 pounds. It's not my fault this place was built out of cardboard. I don't know what to fucking say. And then what pisses me off is that this is the same guy that listens to his TV on really loud because he's deaf
yeah.
and I think kind of retarded, or he's just drunk. And the room that he listens to the TV in is directly under my bedroom. And he falls asleep with that shit on. So all night, all I hear is infomercials and
right.
all this shit. And granted, by now I've got it tuned out. But the fucked up thing is... that's controllable. Me walking around, I have no control over that. I'm sorry,
right.
I can't levitate
well,
from one side of my house to the other. There's things I need on that side of the house, and there's things I need on this side of the house. I can't help that. I don't know how to levitate yet. As soon as I figure out how to levitate, you will never hear a peep
right.
out of me.
When are you going to let
but
him
then,
know?
I'm working on it. But then he does all this shit that is totally in his control. He can turn the TV down, put the TV on a fucking timer and have it turn off. Are you still a little fucking child to where you need the TV
yeah.
on when you fall asleep?
Yeah,
you
so need
you don't
a nightlight
have,
or something?
So you don't have nightmares? Do you need a nightlight? Do I need to come and tuck you in every night? So that pissed me off for one.
What
that,
gets me about it, though, is that, like, I don't know. He has the TV up really loud, so I think he's kind of deaf. So if he has the TV up that loud, how does he even hear you
right,
over that TV?
That's what I don't get. And
good call, dude.
If you live, he's got to be in his 50s, early 60s. If you're living in a place like this by that time and you still don't have your own house, then you fucking deal with whatever the fuck. I'm sorry. If you want everything to be perfectly fucking quiet, then you should have made better choices in life, and you should fucking have your own house without people living on top and to the side of you.
Yeah.
And to bitch about, I mean, I could see if I was up here running a fucking marathon, but I was walking over there, heating up some food, and walking back over here, and that's it. And I'm hardly ever fucking here, so fuck me for taking a stroll in my own fucking place.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's just kind of making that shit up, either because he's like a drunk or something, or because before you moved in, he called dibs on this place when the person
left. Well,
that
is not my fucking fault.
Right. But that
at all.
He's trying to make shit up so it can get you kicked out, I think.
Well, and that's another thing. Like, the first time when he did make up shit, like, I take responsibility. I walked from this side of my apartment to the other. That's my bad, guys. But the whole planner thing was totally made up.
Yeah, that planner does not exist.
But the fucked up thing is he didn't come talk to me about that. He wasn't like, why'd you throw my planner
over?
I would have been like, what the fuck are you talking about, old man? But then with the whole walking thing, which I would have expected him to have called the landlord, he actually came up here and talked to me about
it.
So that seems just weird. Like,
yeah, so that makes that seem like that was real, because he talked to you instead of the landlord trying to get you kicked out
right,
or something, you know?
And, I mean, what... Put yourself in his position. You hear some footsteps and shit. What do you expect the response to be? Sorry, I'll start crawling.
Yes.
I'll learn how to... I'll install a pulley system and fucking monkey bar from one side of my place to
the
other.
What the fuck do you want?
I mean, seriously, realistically, what are you expecting the response to be? Yeah. I don't understand.
I think maybe he just wants to fucking cause trouble.
What was? Did he want me to punch him or something?
Just
I don't
make
understand.
You mad, just to bug you, just to be a dick, and
he definitely succeeded.
But
though.
It doesn't. Yeah. I'm not bugged whatsoever. I just think it's fucking hilarious that he would come up here and be like, "I can hear you walking."
But that's not. He doesn't know that.
Like,
he thinks it would bother.
So if you,
you
hear me walking, then you must be able to be hearing us right now.
Right.
So what
so
the fuck,
fuck
do you,
you
want?
Dude.
Or at least hear his TV.
Yeah. Well, turn your fucking TV down, then.
Please.
Yeah, I also find it really funny that I'm the only person in this whole fourplex that doesn't have a TV. Like, every day when I get home, I talked about this on an earlier episode, but everybody is just sitting there tuned into their TVs, getting programmed for the next day, except for me. And I just find it really weird when I'm laying in bed and I just think about, like, just a side view of the apartment complex with, like, person here, TV. Person here, TV. Me, nothing. And then person under me, TV.
Right.
Like, it was just a weird picture to me for some reason. I don't know.
Like, if you could see through the walls and see into everyone's living room while they're in it.
Three of them would be the exact same, and then there'd be me.
Yeah.
Beaten off to porn or something.
Or we'd be doing this right now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but that would be even funnier, actually, than you beating off to porn.
I would much rather do this than watch any kind of fucking TV.
Oh, yeah.
Except for weeds. But there's no commercials when
no,
I watch that
I watch tons of TV, but it's all, you know, without commercials, and I can watch it whenever I want.
Exactly.
And as many times as I want.
So that happened to me two nights ago. And then last night, check this shit out. I'm trying
I'll
to
check it out.
Check this shit
I'm
out.
I'm fucking
Are
checking.
Are you checking?
It. I'm checking.
Are you chiggy checking?
I'm checking.
Check.
Okay.
Chickity check.
So
check.
I try to do my laundry.
One, two.
One, two.
Okay.
My laundry, okay? Yeah. Dirty clothes and shit.
Right.
I do it maybe
Instead
once every couple weeks because I don't wear underwear or anything. I change my socks every day, and
wait,
I can wear the same pants all week. It
so you're not going to your mom's anymore to wash it
well,
for free?
I'm gonna
That's a pretty long commute, man.
I'm gonna
but he doesn't have to do it very much.
Yeah. Like
and his mom brings it back.
Once every couple weeks. Yeah, if I ask her nicely.
Yeah.
But no, so I last time I did my laundry here, it was fine until I went to use the dryer, and then the dryer, that whole fucking
episode.
Right, because
it wasn't working
right,
at all.
Right, we talked about that, so $5 later I finally have mostly dry clothes. So then after that, you know, I heard word on the street through the quadplex grapevine is that the landlord knew it was broken and he was gonna fix it. So I figured, you know, that was like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. It should be fixed by now.
Yeah, you think.
So I go in there to do my laundry, open up the first washer. It's full of fucking water. So I'm like,
really? Just water?
Just water. Like, out of order.
So it's fucked up,
minus the out of order
sign. So now the washer's broken.
Right. So I'm like, okay, one out of two, that's fine. So I check the second washer. Fucking underwear and socks
just
in it.
Full?
Just full of underwear and socks.
Wow.
Not mine, obviously.
Were they all, like, wet and, like,
yeah,
gross
like, stuck to the side.
There?
Like, it had just stopped. So, and I heard it going earlier, which is like, oh, I should do some laundry.
Right.
So they had just gotten washed. So I'm like, all right, I'll do it. You know, I'll check it in like 20 minutes and see if they're gone. Fucking, I go back there after I watched Venture Brothers. Awesome show.
Yeah.
Adult Swim Venture Brothers. Season 3.
Is it the newest episode?
Two episodes out so far. Yes. Okay. Very good. Oh, anyway. Sweet. Anyway.
I'll get that.
So I go back there and open the thing. Fucking still whites. So I'm like, all right. Maybe he's doing something else. Whatever. Forgot about it. So I'm like,
what kind of underwear was it?
Hanes.
No, but like what type? Like, were they boxers?
White ones. Tidy whiteies. Well, I'll get to that. So I'm like, all right, maybe I'll give it half an hour. By then, it definitely should be fucking out of there.
Yeah,
so
seriously.
I can do mine. There's four other people that live here, four people that have to share that shit. You would think you would maybe not leave it in there, right? Right.
Right.
Right. So I go back in there half hour later, open it up, still fucking underwear and socks. And generally, I've used, you know, shared laundromats before.
Yeah.
And generally, I'll take them out and put them in a dryer and just leave them there with the door open so they can see it.
Right.
But I ain't touching tidy whiteys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Skid marks, there's some things that detergent and
right.
hot water will not get
out. I mean, there might be, you know, stains in there, and I don't even want to touch it whether it's clean or not.
Yeah, exactly. I don't wear that shit. I especially wouldn't wear those if I did wear that shit. I'm especially not touching someone else's that's been wearing that shit. So, fuck that. I'm like, all right. So, I didn't slam it at first. I maybe let the door close a little harder to say, hey,
yeah.
Other people need to do some laundry. Can you get your tidy-whities out of the fucking
washer? Maybe
he'll
hear that and he'll be like, oh, I should get my clothes out of
the washer.
Maybe
he'll hear this right now and be like, oh, I should go get my clothes out of the washer.
You think they're still in there?
No, they're not. I checked when I came back for lunch. So I give it another fucking 25 minutes, 30 minutes, go back out there, still shit in there. I fucking slam the fucking door. I'm like, it fucking figures, doesn't it? Slam the door, thinking he had to have heard that.
Yeah.
Kind of shut my door a little harder. Half hour later, go back out there, still fucking shit in there.
He was probably asleep.
Was it? So I fucking slammed that shit even harder.
Like as hard as you could?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Not fucking yet.
Okay.
Slam that shit, come back, watch the Metalocalypse, started watching Iron Man.
What did you think? Was it the newest Metalocalypse?
Yes.
That one was
awesome.
Good.
Fucking brutal. Love that show. So, go back out there, still fucking shit in there. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Now, by this point, I would have gone and knocked on doors and been like, hey, I need to do some laundry.
Yeah.
But I don't know whose shit it is. And I was
pissed. Yeah, because it could be anyone.
So I fucking slammed it as hard as I could and the whole thing fucking shakes. And I just go back in my room and I'm like, fuck it. I'm just not even going to fucking do my laundry. So then I wake up this morning and I'm like, okay, I can throw a load of wash in before I go to work, come back at lunch, throw it in the dryer, come back after work and it'll be done.
Yeah.
Well, fuck me. I go in there, open it. It's still right where it fucking left it.
Wow.
And, you know, I was really going to do laundry. I actually went to town to get change because I didn't have any more, borrowed some change from Chris at Anna's Pizza. Awesome place if you're local. Across the street from Albertsons in the Michael's Exxon.
It's delicious.
Delicious. So, I borrow quarters from them. He gives me like $3 in quarters. Get the cat off of there, please. Come back. So, I have the quarters.
Kid.
And yeah, all night this morning, fucking just pissed off. I'm like, God damn it. I need to do some fucking laundry here. I mean, I still have clothes, but it's getting built up. And I only want to do one load. So, fuck it. And I go and check it. And it's still fucking full. So it's empty now, obviously. He must have got him out sometime today.
Fucking finally.
But, yeah, I just want to say, fuck you. That's fucked up shit. And, yeah, fuck him.
That's
and also
really
fuck me
thing.
For not still having not been able to do my laundry. So, yeah, I may have to go back to my mom's house and do it.
Yeah.
But I just noticed at one of the kids' houses we work with, he just moved into a new place. Washer dryer hookups, but no washer and dryer.
Oh.
So I told his girlfriend, I'm like, hey, this guy right here has a washer and dryer in storage. I will let you use it if once a week I can come there and do my laundry for free because, you know, it's my washer and dryer. So, yeah, I might have a good place to do laundry pretty soon.
It's a pretty fair trade.
Yeah,
that's a good deal.
Yeah, so fuck this place and that shit. So, yeah. Did you guys have anything else?
I had a couple things that I wrote down.
Did you?
Over there.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. So
should I
go ahead and tell us about this?
All right.
I just was noticing we were trying to find something earlier, and just under the circumstances, any kind of person that you would consider a friend
right.
that had what we were trying to
would
take care
just
of
help you.
Would have helped you.
Yeah.
Brayden, you have a piece of shit friend.
Yes, I do.
Tell us what happened. Back to you.
You kind of just told what happened.
Well, tell us more.
That was really it.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much. We were trying to get something from him, and
but
he
had it. And
yeah, he was going to.
Because that blew me away.
Well, that gives away what it was.
Who cares? It was fucking pot.
Yeah.
Big
okay. Well,
deal.
Anyway,
what are you doing?
Like,
so,
fuck. What did he say? It was like it's really good shit. So I'm just not.
No, it's
I just
really
can't.
Good shit. So I had to pay extra.
Yeah, and so I'm not gonna sell you a bowl because it was extra.
Right. And that's fucked up.
Yeah,
dude.
That's stupid.
Anyone that's like a real friend, would you, Ben? If you had
like after like
Ben,
I needed
if,
it,
if
dude.
You had,
it was
okay,
so
here,
shitty.
Let me set this up for you, Ben. You have a bag of weed. Your friend just got dumped by his girlfriend.
He would give me one.
Is about to kill himself. Earlier, you're like, yeah, if I hook up a bag, I'll give you a bowl. And then he calls you up and is like, did you? And you're like, yeah, but it's really good, so you can't have any. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you...
It's like, really,
well, what
dude?
I do, I don't know. Well,
is that a good friend?
No, that's a terrible friend.
I know,
fuck, dude?
Right?
That's horrible.
That's what I'm getting across, that he fucking sucks.
Or
I
especially,
him.
You know,
so,
I remember times where it's like, fuck, I really need a bull right now, and everybody's just being a dickbag
yeah,
about
it's
it.
It's like, I'll even pay you. But still, it's like... He wouldn't even sell it to me. Like, I probably
like,
could have said, like, $10 for one. And it would have been like, no, man.
What a pussy.
And seriously, how expensive could it have been? No
yeah.
one ever pays more than $50 for a bag of weed. So, seriously, if you do, you're getting ripped off.
Right.
Unless
like,
you're
50
buying...
tops.
No,
no,
never.
Dude,
50
never.
Is max. Usually 40, 45. But 50 is, like, the max. It never should go over that.
If it does, you're getting from some.
If it does,
so
your friend
people.
Is also a piece
yeah,
of shit.
Yeah, because that's not cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you wanna talk about jobs? We kind of were talking about. Do you want to, or should we just do some news? Let's talk about this.
It's
we were
40
talking.
Minutes in.
I don't give a fat flying fuck. We were talking.
Are we gonna have like 2.5 hours shows now? Like Keith.
Hey,
and the
Keith
girl?
And the girl does, and they do it every day. I don't see why we can't have a,
yeah,
a
we're
2.5 hour
all
show.
All they fucking do is like hang out now and do that.
Yeah.
I've kind of noticed that since they kind of go on for like 2.5 hours, and they're just like sitting there, have these kind of mundane conversations with each other.
Yeah, and that's fun.
Like,
I need something to listen to
yeah.
while I'm driving to fucking Polson and Libby and
but
shit.
But still,
you know?
I think they're slacking.
Yeah,
they're not as the last episodes aren't as funny as they used to be.
Well,
now
yeah,
that
but
they're doing
professionals.
Lots.
I don't think it's for you to critique the professional.
That's true. And you
well,
try
still,
doing
though.
A show every week for 750 episodes, 780.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I don't think every one of your shows are going to be hilarious fucking gems. I mean,
right.
Take us for example.
No, I'm just saying
we're
like,
lucky if half of them are hilarious fucking.
Yeah,
gems.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's been quite a while. It seems
yeah,
like. That one Nick Starr is gay. That one was
that
hilarious.
Was good.
Yeah.
There's been some good ones. Maybe
yeah.
you're just upset about the whole Keith's Law thing and how.
No, that
we
I
thought,
like. I actually like the way he explained that law more than us.
What
like,
was the
I,
law?
A boom, you're dead, pretty
yeah.
much. What
if you
we
do
call
something
boom,
that's against the law and you get caught red-handed, you
oh,
get killed.
That's
right
what
on
the Chinese
spot.
Do.
But real laws, not like if you're caught smoking weed. Like,
right, those are
serious
selfless
shit.
Crimes.
Be nice to people. Don't steal, don't rape, murder, that kind of shit. Littering, all that shit.
Right.
Just
anything
everything
legal,
except
really.
For smoking pot.
Well, who does smoking pot hurt? Nobody.
You, your brain cells.
Yeah, just
not
yourself.
At
but you
not
should.
At all.
Well, no. Even if it does hurt you, still, I
mean, got
you
lots
can
of
drink.
Brain. I got lots of brain
and
cells,
and that hurts you.
Yeah, that hurts you and other people around
yeah, it
you.
Does. You're right. Okay, you're right. You're
this
right.
only might hurt us.
How did we get on this from talking about jobs?
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay. So yeah, see, pot doesn't hurt nobody.
No, nothing.
Don't notice it at all.
I am fine.
So I brought up this thing about what are the top 10 jobs that you would rather kill yourself than have to do for like 3 months.
Yeah.
That was it. You can't just do it for like a day. You have to do it for 3 months. top 10 jobs that you would just rather, you'd be like, fuck it, I'm going to kill myself. Like me, I would rather kill myself than go to jail for 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
For 3 months? I could do 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I'm fragile. I don't think I'd last 2 minutes in jail.
It's not as it's jail and not prison.
Maybe if I was in solitary. Right. If I was in
prison is different.
If I was in solitary, I could just by myself.
But I would go
but
nuts.
Being put in there with those other people and shit, and it's
yeah,
dirty.
Some real fucking weirdos.
Jail,
in jail, man.
I don't
yeah,
know
but I'd almost rather be around them than be by myself.
I don't know if you know it or not, but jail's not the cleanest place in the world.
No, it's not.
And
just,
I that would. Ugh. Yeah, and spiders and
yeah, I've stayed
black
the night there a few times and
yeah,
Mexicans
tell us about that?
And fuck that shit.
There's fucking like pubic hair all over the ground. They don't
really?
Give you a mop or anything.
No.
And
did
like,
you ask them for a paper towel or something?
No. Why would I clean up someone else's pubic hair?
So you didn't have to lay in it? I don't know.
Well, actually, well, in the drunk tank, there's like four little positions that you can have, and you get this stupid
is any
mat.
Of them the missionary position?
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Anyway, so if those
is
four people...
any of them named Sanchez? First name, Dirty. No?
Okay. Oh, God.
He doesn't think that's funny.
But anyway...
He's not stoned.
That's it.
Go ahead.
That's true. I'm sober.
That sucks.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, so anyway, in jail, there's four little sections that you can sleep on, and then there's, like, the floor. And the floor is, like, this carpet of fucking pubic hair. And there's, like, six other snoring dudes, and they're all drunk. Because it's called the drunk tank. That's where they throw the drunk guys before they
it's
send
just
them
like
upstairs,
overnighters,
right?
Is that why
much.
It's called the drunk tank?
Well, it's
really?
Because there's
is
drunk that people
that
go there.
Is
oh,
that
wow.
really?
No, it's because the drunk people.
Wow.
Because you
I'm
take
you
drunk people
no
and
idea.
Put them in there.
God. Really?
Because you take like a
okay.
drunk guy
okay,
and,
I get
and
it.
Maybe another
continue.
One.
Continue.
Like there could be like eight drunk guys in there, Braden.
Right, I know.
Do you
see,
you see
what
I'm
started?
Saying?
Braden, look at me. Do you see what you started?
Why did I start?
Why are you guys starting this, man?
Okay,
I'm just saying it's called a drunk tank. You put drunk people in there.
Okay, yes, we understand.
That's
that.
All I'm saying.
Next point.
Continue.
Anyway, dirty, stinky pubic hairs.
Yep.
That sums
how do you know they were
stinky? Next point.
Did you smell it?
I'm sure to live in there, man. What are you talking about?
That's true.
I'm sure the whole place
and the food
smell
sucks, and you don't get a chessboard.
Well, it is jail.
What did you do?
Sat there? Oh, I was longboarding down the road, and I got pulled over by a cop.
What?
Yeah,
you got pulled
and they searched
over?
Me and asked me if I had heroin needles and knives see, and guns.
What?
And then apparently there was a warrant that my attorney didn't explain to me. So they throw me in jail.
Your attorney sucks.
Yeah, dude. He didn't even send that paperwork out. He's like, oh, yeah, I forgot, but I'll have you out later. So
oh,
six
cool.
hours later, the following day.
No.
And there's drunk people, and there's fights, and people are talking shit.
Did
and
you get beat up?
You know what's funny? No, I didn't
did
get beat up.
Did you get your ass cornholed?
No. Good. Not in the drunk tank, man.
Not yeah. there, but this other
no.
place? Holy
I don't know.
Shit.
Maybe
it's really
drunk,
funny, though.
Know.
It's funny when you're in jail so because everybody's really jobs? Drunk or stupid or tweakers or something.
Well, yeah, it's jail. It's not
right,
like...
Right, the funny thing
know.
Is, though,
yeah.
they all say the same jokes over and over and over, and when a new person comes in, they use the same jokes again, and they
were,
still think it's funny, but I'm just sitting there trying to hold my tongue so I don't get fucked up because all these people are retards.
Were any of those jokes, hey, boy, how many of us do you think it would take to hold you down before you got raped in the butt? Spread them. Was that a joke?
That wasn't a joke.
Okay. Just
they
that,
say
that seemed like the kind of joke that
they
would
say
happen
dumber there. Things than yeah. that. They say, "Oh, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'm gonna masturbate." Except for like,
oh,
there's like a little room.
Because you have to pee in front of everybody. That's,
exactly.
That is,
yeah.
That's funny. Hey,
that's not that
jokes
funny.
Jokes on you. But
jokes on everybody in the room,
good.
Man.
Oh shit. I'm.
Or they'll be like, oh, I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to drop some kids off at the pool.
I mean, your butt.
I'm gonna, no.
Spread them. No, here. Seriously.
I know.
Spread them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're going to drop the Cosbys off at the pool.
Yeah. Okay.
The Cosbys.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You mean brown people?
The Browns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Because the Cosbys.
I get it. No, I get it.
Okay.
No, Braden, guess what? Okay.
So. Jobs.
Jobs.
Yes,
top
jobs.
10 jobs you
we
would rather do. You would rather kill yourself than do. How? Oh, wow.
I worked at Subway for 2 months. No, I worked there for a month and a half, and
I would,
lost
I,
it, dude.
Yeah. I could handle Subway, I think.
No. You think
it's
you can?
Fine. You're just making sandwiches.
Just, well, and I think of it as like, no? Okay, if I don't like the job, I'll just fuck off to get fired.
Right.
And then I won't have to kill myself. I'm talking about repulsive
yeah.
shit that
you
even if
stand.
You were fucking off, it still would make you want to kill yourself.
I just want right. to say, when I was working at Subway, you know, I'm 21, and it was embarrassing taking
these
orders from like 15-year-olds that, you
really?
Know more about pickles and how to make sandwiches. And they'll just, like, make these stupid comments in front of customers, like, yo, you forgot the pickles. No, the pickles. Go get the pickles. And, like, it's like nobody cares, man. Subway's not a career. This is like, I got fucked over. I have to do this, so shut up.
No, my guidance counselor told me that if I stay here, I'm going places.
Stay in the valley?
No, it's Subway.
Oh, yeah. Never. No, they did not explain that to me.
Yeah, you don't go anywhere.
Who told me that?
That was a joke. Wow.
That was a real joke?
No. Okay.
No?
So,
no,
Subway, I'm going to have to say... being the Eagle Transit driver. Now,
you
what,
know how,
what,
you gotta
hold
wonder
on.
How bad that
hold
smells.
On. What the Eagle Transit is yeah. the little short yellow bus. Well, it's white and green, but, you know, short bus that drives old people around.
Right.
It goes to all
and
the
retirement.
And tweakers, probably. It goes
probably.
To all.
They get on there somehow.
Okay, got it. So it goes to all the old retirement homes and then to those two places in town, and then it goes to Sykes. And that's yeah. where it drops them all off. Yeah. But
that's
I,
why they're always there.
I don't.
It's always old
think,
people and tweakers.
The way I though I would kill myself if I had to do that job is I would get in that bus and I would go up to Glacier Park and I would come down going to the Sun Road and just poof, right
just
off
drive
the
off.
With
edge.
Old people
and check
in
this
the
out.
Van.
Not,
yeah,
hold on, hold on.
Full.
I'm not done yet. And then as it's going, because it's a good, you know, you got a right. couple minutes to, I would fucking take my seatbelt off, running back and like karate chop as many old people as I could before the bus hit the ground and right. killed us all.
That'd be awesome.
Yes.
That's how you
please
that's
do fun. That if
so
it comes to that.
What do you think, Brayden? What's a job that you would?
I'd have to say like any kind of health care for people. Taking care of like
yeah,
sick
dude.
People and like especially old people.
Just old people
sick.
Though or like just any health
just
care?
Just in general pretty
are,
much.
Are you, I
just having to deal with that.
For me like retirement homes, working
yeah,
there,
that
would
be
suck.
Bad.
But
I can't even stand how they smell. It just smells like...
Could you imagine what a whole like enclosed, sealed off fucking... building of them smells
right,
like
just
oh.
they're all in one room.
Oh god, the Grim Reaper doesn't even go in there because
yeah.
it stinks so bad.
He's like, they're gonna die soon anyway.
Fuck
it.
Oh, wait,
I got
yeah,
more important things.
That's my job. Oh shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I that yeah. Fuck that shit. Fuck healthcare. I can't believe that there's people that yeah. actually are like, oh yeah, wiping people's ass. That this is the career for me.
Wiping
right.
ass.
That's
check.
What I want to do. I want to wipe
and
old
shit
people's asses
my whole life. Why stop now?
Right. No, I wipe my ass. I mean, why
yeah.
not?
Hey, it's I can wipe your ass.
Yeah.
But, I had a friend yeah, that had to do that, and she said she spread this old person's butt cheeks open, and it was just poop, and she had to clean it.
Just poop. Well, that's funny that you brought that up, because another one for me would
yeah.
be cleaning up excrement.
Right,
like,
any feces.
Whether it was
anything.
In porta-potties or in, like, cleaning out septic tanks.
Being a
or,
janitor?
Yeah.
Or that. Fuck
especially
that
at, like, a school or something.
I would
oh,
rather die.
Kids do the worst things
yeah,
at school,
yeah, especially,
man.
Like, little kids.
Well,
like,
and, like, what I told you
that.
About my friend that liked to poop in sinks and
yeah.
shit. Just, like,
that
no,
was, like, way back then.
No regard for their well-being
right.
whatsoever.
And then yeah. some janitor has to clean that up.
Yeah, exactly. If that was me, I would kill myself.
Yeah, I bet there's a high suicide rate for people who
and
are janitors.
Sometimes people
for
dump
life.
On the floor because they think it's funny. Or like,
would
they'll just
piss
on
the
wall.
Or
yeah.
his friend.
Yeah, we would.
Well, pissing on the floor, you can mop that up. But if there's shit on the floor,
yeah,
you're touching that.
There's substance. But I mostly did it because I just didn't like touching the stuff in there. So
right.
I would just unzip my pants and fucking just pee. Like,
wow.
Sometimes it would go in the toilet, but more, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Why can't you just pee in the toilet? I mean, you don't. You need to use your hands.
Well, that was
really
know.
Not that hard, man.
Yeah, you just don't flush, I guess.
It's pretty simple.
I
or just
know.
Use your elbow to flush it.
Because if
my grandma uses her foot, she told me.
Really? That's a high reach.
That's gross.
That's kind of weird.
Flushing?
Using your foot to pee?
No.
What?
The flush. The flush. You
oh.
give it a kick. Yeah,
okay,
not.
Yeah. I could see that. Okay. Well,
you could see my grandma doing that?
No.
He could see doing that.
Another one, anything working around dogs and shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah. That goes
I deliver
saying.
To a one of the places that houses lots of shitty dogs.
Yeah.
And, oh, dude, I try to hold my breath every time I go in there.
I hate the fucking way dogs smell.
And it still just fucking reeks.
Yeah.
And then
you can taste it
oh,
when you
yeah,
plug your
you
nose.
Oh, yeah, breathe through your
yeah.
mouth.
Yeah,
it's
so bad.
So gross. And then... can you imagine people like to live like that?
And
like,
then they smell like
some
that.
Some people
and
I
stuff.
Deliver to have like 6, 7, 8 dogs.
Darren,
just,
dude.
Ugh.
Darren's got so many animals.
That
he
disgusts
loves it.
Me.
That's crazy.
A lot.
Yeah. You need to. I guess I don't because I have like friends to hang out with.
Right.
So I don't need a bunch dogs. Of pets. Yeah. Okay. I'm not even home enough to like hang out with them.
I need a cat because I was sad.
Cats
but
are cool.
Cats are fine.
You got the cat
Does
because
my
you
house...
lost your girlfriend?
Yeah. What? No, I've wanted a cat, but that was what kind of put me over to.
So
like, okay.
You got the cat because you didn't have a girlfriend,
right? Well, because I got
one anyway.
Cause I had one and then got dumped, so I was sad and alone, and I was like, "Oh, I've been wanting a cat. This is the perfect time to get one."
It's
don't,
a nice
don't,
cat too.
Don't make it sound like anything else than what I.
I'm
just
not
said
trying. I'm just saying
okay.
That's why
I'm
you
just,
got the cat.
I'm
it's a nice
saying.
Cat.
Yeah, it is a nice cat.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to do some news?
I don't even know. I'm
are we doing jobs or are we doing news?
Let's each do one story and then we're the fuck out of here.
Really?
I kind of got a funny story.
There's some of these are too good to not do.
Well, then let's fucking do them.
I don't know. Let's see how many that have good. That one's all right.
All right, well, start us off.
I don't really like any of my stories.
Start us off, Ben.
Really? Oh, okay,
Ben,
I'll start.
Go.
You are the guest. And when you say the name of the headline, you have to say this one is called.
And then insert
and then the
headline here.
Right.
Okay. This one is called... Water fountain rips woman's vagina.
All right. I'm glad we decided to do this.
Yes.
The first caption is...
No, just read the story.
Water fountain shows have always been a big draw for people. Whether you were taking a moment to enjoy the world-famous Bellagio fountain show or the smaller...
You want to read into the mic there, Cap?
Well, I got this huge black thing.
Yeah,
it's
okay, a skill.
Yeah.
It's a skill.
This is my second time. I don't do this three times a week for the last
Ben,
3 months.
I bet that's not the first time we've had a huge black thing in front of your face.
Oh,
sick
wow.
Burn. Yeah. Dude.
I love it when you make fun of this guy. He's like so enthusiastic about
it. I know,
it's
so funny.
Like, oh, you're right. I have had other
yeah.
big black things
funny.
In my mouth. Oh.
But anyway... Or so, you're watching the smaller but still amazing Tiani Square show in Ningbo, China.
Sound it out.
Ningbo.
Ningbo. I was waiting for that.
Thank you.
You are likely to enjoy the overall experience. Yang, a 19-year-old college student, had a very different experience.
A different experience? So
what
you're
kind of experience was
he
it?
He maybe didn't enjoy it so much, or she, sorry.
Maybe she enjoyed it especially this time.
Especially. That was so good, it ripped my vagina. You know the sex is good when
that's
your
what
vagina...
you get for trying to stand over one of those things and let it fucking spray up there.
Well, no, she. They were having really? Fun. They explain it. Hold on. In August of 2007, Yang was a local Center Square... in the Henan province of China.
Hey,
she
Ben,
went with
hold
some
on.
Friends to
hey,
enjoy
Ben.
The day and see the musical water fountain show. Yang and her friends were playing in the water fountain area, enjoying the light bursts of water that would spray them. All of a sudden, while Yang was struck by a powerful burst of water through her into the, she got thrown into the air by her vagina by this water.
Yeah, it threw her up into the
air.
I'd
be suing those guys.
Can I reenact this?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be Yang and you be Wang. And you be Ting Tao.
Can I be the water fountain?
Okay, you be the water fountain, okay?
Yes.
Ting Tao Day, oh, Yang, you come over here. This feels so good. My vagina's ripped. Oh, I'm going to go eat.
Why
chow
was
mein.
The last part in English?
What?
The first part wasn't in any language.
No,
yeah,
the
know,
first
but you
part
were trying
was
to pretend
Chinese.
It was,
well,
yeah.
No, and then I translated what I said in Chinese.
Yeah, didn't you see the captions?
Yeah,
I didn't see them. I
didn't you see
Christ.
The way my lips moved differently than
no,
what the sound I was
looking.
Making? No?
Sorry.
Okay.
Plus, he is that. Chinese.
Yeah.
Si, senor. Go ahead.
Well, that's
what
not
are
Chinese.
You? Matt, what are you? Hold
I
on.
I am part Sicilian and part Mexican, but mostly just white.
Did you say Mexican?
Mexican.
You look fucking Italian. I don't
well,
even know.
Well, that's... I have more of that.
What's a Mexican?
A Mexican?
A Mexican?
A Mexican?
Yes. Yeah. A Mexican.
Wow, dude.
I am Mexican.
Really?
You're Irish, dude. What
I'm Irish
fuck?
And Mexican.
Okay, well, wow. None of us are Chinese, so continue with the story, please. Kay.
But you're Mexican.
Yeah.
Mescaline.
That's been established.
Mescaline.
Okay, thank you.
One time
you,
I took
Mr.
mescaline.
Word. Hey,
finish I swear
the,
to God.
Finish the story,
awesome.
Please.
Oh, well, there's not much else to
okay.
say, really.
So
she
that
got
was
blasted
it.
In her vagina by some water, and it ripped it. She said that it actually, no, it goes on to say... that when she went to get her physical or whatever,
ding
that
dong,
it,
ding
it tore up her intestines and
ding
it pretty much ruined the rest of her life.
Wow.
Really?
So basically, don't play in fountains.
Could you imagine, though, like, you've seen the Bellagio fountain, right?
Right.
No.
I can't imagine going out there and, like, playing around in it. Like, that shit's deep, isn't it?
The water is?
It's not really that deep.
Not if you're a Chinese girl.
What?
They're short.
That has nothing to do with anything at all.
No, I'm just saying, Chinese.
Cool. What the fuck does that have to do with?
Next story, please.
Just China, man.
What?
Brayden, don't encourage this. Next story, please.
I'm distracted.
Hey, order in the court, goddammit.
Read your story, Brayden.
I will. If you
fucking
fuck
Christ.
Up. Really?
Really,
Brayden,
what?
Don't encourage that.
All right. This one is called Baby Born with Penis on Back.
Oh, my God.
Hey, better on it than in it, I always say.
Yeah,
what
I
if the penis
so.
Was born inside of his butthole?
What?
I'm sorry.
What? Okay, what I wonder even before starting this was...
Whose penis was it?
No. Was that...
Hold on, everyone. Check your penises.
Mine's here.
Okay. Was it me? It was Ben.
No, I got mine.
No. What I was wondering was, did he have a penis where he's supposed to as well?
I don't know, Brayden.
That's a good question.
Like, I was just wondering, did
Let's
he have
two? Let's read the story and find out.
But I don't think it says, because I kind of read it. Oh, no, this is
what
the picture.
What did you just fucking say?
I said I read it.
Really?
Yes. Most of it. It's this big. It's so tiny.
Here.
So.
It wasn't a big penis.
Oh, God.
No. Anyway.
We saw the picture. It looked like a little frog. I mean, the baby did.
Right. Oh, shit, dude.
Okay. Can I read this?
Yes.
Hey, you already did. I don't see why not. You cheating fuck.
Fuck you.
You cheated. You know the rules and you cheated.
What's the rule?
It's not that.
The rules are
it's
you're not.
It's not a rule that we really enforce, though. It's
yeah,
just a whatever.
I do. I call you out on it every time. You're like, well, I already kind of read
He's
this.
Calling your bluff
care.
Here.
Ben, basically, you're not supposed to read the whole story. You just read, like, the first couple lines to see if it's worth being on our awesome
But some
show.
Stories you need to
that
read
way,
a lot more of
that
than
way,
that to figure out if it's good.
That way the listeners get our first reactions to the stories and shit, so it's not all, like, made up and, like, oh.
Synthetic.
Yeah, exactly. We're all about being organic.
You know all about synthetics.
Well, if you wouldn't
you're
say that,
a cheater.
If you wouldn't say that, they wouldn't even know the
but
difference.
But I know.
Brian's a cheater.
I am totally
My
honest. And that would bother me. So go ahead and read the story again, cheater. Cheater,
I'm
pumpkin eater.
Right,
Brian, read it real quick for
Fuck
us.
You
didn't finish
Benjamin.
It.
This is the picture that will shock parents around the world. A baby born with a second penis on his back.
It was a second penis.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It was a second penis. Okay.
So, oh, wow.
Can he get erections on his back?
I don't know.
Because I was just thinking if a girl rode him like a little horse, they could have a penis inside of him, too.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that would bring a whole new meaning to orgy.
Right?
Or to doggy style.
Wow.
Just sit on their back.
Because then the girl would be like
I
the dog on
to
top.
Stop doing
I kind of wish I had a penis on my back. Come here, kitty.
You could have two orgasms at once,
like, not,
guys. Yeah. Come on.
Not someone else's.
Would you try and like get them to come at the same time?
I would sure as fuck try. Do you think you could? Well, does it have its own set of little nuts?
Yeah, it did.
It
did.
I didn't
yeah,
really
I saw the
look
picture.
At it that close.
Do,
I just saw something there.
Do the nuts produce semen?
I have no... Should I read more?
Please.
It probably does not say.
I want to know.
Why'd you pick this story?
Want to know.
Because it was fucked up.
Not only did it have one penis, but it had two, and he couldn't resist that.
That right. Poor little baby's
going
to
You're
gonna
the one saying that you're going to be going gay hey, pretty soon.
Imagine,
it was a joke.
Imagine
if
the baby.
Whatever.
Imagine if the baby
no,
got a boner.
I have 3 weeks.
What if the baby got
right.
a boner on his
Before
back?
Before you go gay?
No. Well, no. What?
What?
No.
You
not
know how
at
I
all.
Know you're gay?
Not at all. Continue, please.
The tot was born to farmer dad Lee Jun, 30, and his unnamed wife. So this must be
farmer
another Asian. Yeah, a farmer.
Why? Okay, hold on. That's weird. Why would you point out that he's like a farmer? Like,
I have no
if
idea.
If he was a porn star, would they be like, "Oh, the baby was born to his porn star"?
Yeah. Why did
dad?
It just say the
but
tot
like,
was born to you know?
It's like
dad,
a little
obviously.
Dig.
Why would you say any of that?
Like the reporter was like, "Oh, he's just a little farmer."
Right.
I'll, you know, like he was just being real, like a dick. Here.
Wow.
But yeah.
That's a point.
All that
words.
Just for that, right?
And his unnamed wife.
She didn't have a name.
Yeah.
That'd be
she
weird to be born
unnamed.
Without a name, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Who live in this. Oh, in China. Okay.
They're from China, too?
Chinatown.
Yeah. Chinatown.
Oh.
No, China.
It's That's not China. Real, then.
No, it is from China.
Is this Big Trouble in Little China?
This is not Sorry. Jackie Chan's kid.
But it could be.
Okay, so basically they rushed him to the hospital after he was born, and they got it removed. And
what?
Yeah, why would they remove it? Dude, that's a miracle.
That kid could have made billions in the porn industry.
I know, right?
Not only in the porn industry, but at the fucking freak show in the circus.
Yeah, because that's crazy.
Or he could have a porn site called the Freak Show in the Circus. Yeah.
The two-dicked Asian. Oh, man.
Get double-dicked.
His name could be Wang Wang. Okay, so
wait,
is that...
so he could fuck two girls at the same time.
That was...
Whoa! Yeah. Dope, dude. That's a good call.
That's crazy.
Is that it?
That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Two chicks all at right, the
well,
same
time,
man.
All right, well, that's it for that story.
All right, well, this one is called... Hold on.
Mm-hmm. What's it called, okay. Matt?
This one is
really,
called...
Matt?
I can't read it because the paper's see-through and this monitor's
maybe if
bright.
You get some fucking light in your house.
There. Or turn the monitor
it's not
off.
My fucking fault there's no light in this house.
That's weird,
do you
dude.
Even see a fucking light
there's
fixture
not.
In this whole area?
Yeah, there
area.
Isn't one
anywhere.
It's not like
weird.
You could see one with all these little jack-in-the-box heads.
Hey, yeah. Leave Jack alone. Okay.
I love Jack.
This one is called Murder Suspect Wears His Feces to Court.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Is this like that story where that one prisoner sprayed a mixture of like feces and like something else at the guards?
Maybe.
Is it like that?
I don't know. Let's okay. find out because I out. Didn't cheat.
Here, read that real quick and we'll know.
Okay. All right, Artaves Freeman stunned the courtroom on the... Wow. Like, I don't know. Like, would you be stunned?
Maybe if you read that.
I would be more disgusted.
Yeah, why
than,
don't you finish your sentence?
If it has anything to do with poop, I'd be disgusted.
Artaves Freeman stunned the courtroom on the first day of his murder trial. He walked in dressed in a suit and tie and... covered in his own feces. Yeah, that you that's have the greatest lawyer in the world.
Yeah.
If he told you to do that,
or if he
he's
let
like,
you.
Here, I'll give you some shit also. And
I'm sure he
it.
Didn't tell him. He just did that on his own.
He just did it for fun, really.
Right? I don't know.
I don't know. As
continue.
What kind of suit was he wearing? You think it was a nice suit?
It
probably
was a
all right.
Poo-poo suit.
Yeah.
Oh. As lawyers, court staff, and deputies watched in disbelief, Superior Court Judge James Morgan questioned the 24-year-old unemployed Charlotte man. He was unemployed, too. That's awesome. I wonder...
That's funny, because we were talking about jobs that involve poop and how we would hate it.
Right, and this guy
that
like
is funny,
doesn't man. Have a job, but
and he loves poop.
I know right. This guy is the perfect candidate.
So
yes,
he's the
he
opposite
is.
Of cool. Then
what?
He gets
no,
dressed in poop for fun.
People do need to do those kinds of jobs, and he would be perfect for it.
Yeah,
that way we don't have to.
I was just thinking he's a loser in the sense that he doesn't have a job, but he covers himself in poop.
Well,
anyway
he is
for no money.
Oh no, for sure.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah
absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the point.
I'm just saying the world needs losers like that to do jobs
yeah.
like that.
So go make him do it.
Exactly.
Instead of these people.
We
like,
should get a studio and we'll make him clean our bathroom.
Negative. I don't want anyone that likes to wear their own shit anywhere near me or my studio.
He'd be nice to interview.
Or
though.
My kitty.
No, he would not.
He's probably a nice guy, man.
Yeah,
come
but
on.
I couldn't stand smelling it.
He was a murderer, dude. I'm sure he was a fantastic
yeah, he's probably
stand-up
cool
gentleman. but Freeman, who was representing himself, never said a word. The judge ordered Freeman committed to Dorothy Dix Hospital in Raleigh for an evaluation to determine if he's competent to stand trial. So it sounds like it's just a scam. He killed somebody. He's like, I'm going to get off on insanity. But
right.
he wasn't thinking about that when he killed him, so he killed him normally, not all insane like I would
yeah.
have done. And then he's like, oh, I got to make these guys think I'm crazy. What's the craziest thing? Oh, I'll cover myself in shit.
Right.
That's crazy.
While wearing my suit underneath.
That's fucking nuts.
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
Freeman
that's
is
insanity.
That's temporary insanity,
yes.
actually. Freeman is accused of killing a 46-year-old female acquaintance in 2006 after a disagreement. He wanted sex. She said no. He
like too bad
killed her.
You wear your
that
own
works.
Poop. I'm not doing it with
you. In his order, the judge questioned Freeman's what?
That's a good reason not
but,
to.
Fuck yeah. questioned Freeman's capacity to proceed, noting his prior history with mental health problems and feces. defendant, or quote, defendant has been found to have borderline intellectual functioning or mild mental retardation, the judge said.
No, he's just trying to get
that was awesome. That was totally the judge going, you're a fucking retard.
Yeah, you're stupid. You're not insane.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, totally. You're not insane. You're just stupid.
Yeah, it's different. Now, so go, you're going to jail.
Go clean off that shit and go to jail.
Right, because they want it. Because I bet it's so much better in like a mental hospital than in jail.
Oh, for sure.
That's you why just, they always try and get off on
yeah,
insanity.
You just act even crazier in there. Right. They come and sedate you, and you live the rest of your life in a fucking dream.
Yeah, just
pretty
on
much.
Drugs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right.
Sounds
pretty
nice.
Good. Yeah, so, right. Note to self, when we do, if we need to start killing people, we'll just do that. Then when we go to court, we'll just cover ourselves in shit.
Now we got to
kill
them
all crazy. That's a great idea, Matt.
Nice.
We got to do it all crazy.
Oh, well, yeah, we will. But that'll seal the deal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm glad we know
that. Do you think you could stand smelling your own shit for the duration of court trial?
No.
I'm not talking. Hold on.
Between going to jail or going to a mental institution.
I'm not talking like.
Get off your phone.
I'm not talking like lengthy trials like the OJ trial. I'm talking like, you know, 3 days tops. Do you think you could. Yeah? Ben?
Smell my own poop for 3 days?
Yeah?
Ugh. No.
But he only did it, but I think he put it on right before he went to court.
Really?
Doesn't matter why he did it.
Could you imagine being the dude like taking a piss in the bathroom while this guy is
like,
doing that?
And shit.
Holy
oh,
shit,
God,
dude.
What are you doing?
Literally. Holy shit. Yeah, what would you do? Would you just stand there and be like, tough day?
I'd just be like, wow.
need some help or what?
That would be awkward.
I would just be blown away that's happening.
Pull out a brick spackler and start fucking
really,
covering
though.
Him.
Fuck it wouldn't surprise me to see that happen.
Yeah, I'd just be like, really? This was happening?
Like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
That's
stop,
what I would
please?
Ask him.
What? I don't know.
Why are okay. you covering yourself in poop, sir?
Yes, stop.
Serious. I'm serious.
To all get right. off hair.
Hair.
Okay. The wow. judge. Oh.
the judge bell go. We need the bell, man.
I know. The
we
judge.
Need to get
the judge ordered.
We will.
Judge ordered Freeman to be examined to determine whether he's suffering from mental illness or just being a fucking retard. Morgan questioned the soundness of Freeman's decision to represent himself in poop against the murder charge, particularly after being repeatedly covered in poop and having difficulties
in court. I like how they say
court.
Poop.
Morgan also cited Freeman's
think be a better word.
Appearance in court covered in poop. Quote, while in a holding cell prior to the call of his cases for trial, defendant covered his face and parts of his hair and clothing with his own feces. I like feces.
Yeah,
I
that's
like
better
feces.
Than poop.
Fecal matter,
yeah. Why
fecal
don't they
waste.
Say feces instead then?
Feces.
Fecisal.
Morgan wrote, quote, defendant refused to answer any questions. I wouldn't want to, like, open my mouth because then, you know, it's on your
if
face.
If the poop got in your mouth.
Exactly. Your mouth. That's why.
But he's still breathing, so I mean.
Well, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't shove poop
but I wouldn't
up
want...
in your nose.
No.
That would just be insane.
Right. Wait,
that no would be madness.
Yeah. Freeman is
wait
charged. Freeman is charged with murder in the April 06 slaying of God damn it, Latahana.
All it comes down to here, guys, is poop on your face sucks.
Yeah,
and if you really want to get off on murder. Put some poop on your face.
Yeah, that's
actually
it.
No, that didn't even work for this guy. They said he was a retard and fucking sent him to jail anyway.
Witnesses told police they saw two men. So basically, he killed some bitch named Latahana Yana.
How do you say that?
I don't fucking know. Fuck me is how you say that. Witnesses told police
fuck
they
me?
Saw two. Fuck me? No, fuck you. in April, attorney Eric Bach, who represented Freeman at that time, notified prosecutors that he was considering a defense. Oh, wow. That Freeman suffers from, quote, mental infirmity and, quote, diminished capacity because of mental retardation.
Wow.
That would just, like, seal the deal.
Yeah.
If I thought he was retarded and then I saw him covered in poop, I'd be like, yeah.
He's retarded. Must be retarded.
Yeah, he seems like he's retarded.
But then actually he may not be. Freeman graduated from Harding University High School in 2002. He was convicted of trespassing in 2004 and possession of marijuana in 2005. He was placed on probation in 2005 after pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit armed robbery. This guy has just been a problem. I say just fucking kill him.
Yeah. Problem solved. He already That's broke the law multiple times. He
multiple times.
Shot multiple times.
Definitely. Freeman was in the fucking Jesus shit county jail for more than 2 years awaiting trial, which was set to begin in May 27th. Who gives a fuck?
Is that it?
Whew, that is it.
Poop in your hair and mouth and face.
But to stop you from going to jail, I don't know. That's I would rather be just, boom, you're dead.
Yeah.
I think.
Than have poop on your hair and face.
But I wouldn't have killed some bitch named Lata Hanayana in the first place.
I know,
so
right?
I don't
you
know.
Might have if she broke problem? Up with you.
Well, no. I would never do that.
No.
You might, though.
Because then in 3 weeks, I would never know what was going to happen. So.
Well, what was that girl's name?
That girl.
That girl.
No, your friend.
What?
Your ex-girlfriend.
What?
What was her name?
Doesn't matter. So, if you guys have any questions, comments, anything like that, you can email us, info@thejamhole.com, or go to thejamhole.com and click on the show notes and leave us a comment. Or you can myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. Please don't forget to go to Podcast Alley and vote for us, because that helps
us. We don't have that many votes.
Help us, help you, help us.
Please.
To help you laugh and stuff. So,
the cooler you are, the better we... yet.
Yeah, that's right. Email us, whatever. Call us. I don't care. Braden's phone number is 406.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. You don't have a phone. What's, that's it. So, you good?
Yeah.
All right. We will talk to you guys Friday. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye.
Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking and fucking and fucking in heaven.
Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fucking in fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fat Boy Slim is fucking in heaven. Fatboy Slim is fucking and 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 fucking